Well, let's welcome you back to This Week in the Association. Kevin and I are honored to welcome the voice of the Lake Country Dachshunds back to the show, Dom Stern. Dom, thanks for joining us here again.
Anna, thanks for having me back on. You guys were joking right before we started this that I just can't get away from you. It's the second time this week.
Yeah, you know, Dom, before we jump into talking about the team here, Kevin and I want to wish you congratulations because you were telling me you're going to graduate tomorrow. So congratulations on that.
Yes, thank you. The ASU school-wide ceremony is tomorrow. I have to wait all the way until Friday to graduate from the Cronkite School, which is the journalism school here at ASU. So that's what's going to hold me back. I'm going to miss opening day and the opening series against the Milwaukee Milkmen. So obviously disappointed in that, but very excited to complete college here at ASU.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, let's talk with you a little bit about Lake Country. Had a very difficult season last year, a couple of very long losing streaks. As you got a chance to talk to Jim Bennett, been around the club here a little bit, how do you feel that last year, if at all, might influence the way the team looks this season?
Well, it heavily is going to influence the pitching staff because that's really what held the team back. Offense-wise, they're right in the middle of the pack, which you really can't ask for much more out of the team in its first season. So they obviously made some improvements on the offense, but the pitching staff really revamped everything. A lot of walks, you didn't even have twice as many strikeouts as walks. Had to find a way to put that sentence together there, which if you look at just about any other baseball team, that's a really bad ratio there. So the goal for this team is to go out there and throw more strikes and make the opposing hitters, you know, beat you. And if they do that, you know, so be it. That's going to happen. But the goal of this team is to compete more with the pitching staff. And they've added several pitchers with several experiences at the higher level as opposed to just this independent level. You've got guys that made it all the way up to AAA, even brought in a pitcher that even made his time at the major league level too.
Looking at that pitching staff, I think the most challenging part for them last season was the back end of that bullpen. They were really trying to come up with somebody that could close out games. It looks like this season there are like five or six guys that could do the job for them.
Right. They brought in an electric arm and Johanse Torres. The command needs to be there for him, but that fastball is going to be electric. Mike Schallrin, he had a cup of coffee with the Boston Red Sox, was doing pretty well with them pre-pandemic and in 2020 as well. So I think those guys will be welcomed additions into the bullpen. Same with Connor Fisk. He made it up to AAA. Was on the Blue Jays 60-man roster in that 2020 season before he needed to get Tommy John surgery and is now kind of having to reset everything. But, yeah, the back end of the bullpen is going to be a lot better for this team, and that has to be something that if you're trying to win, you have to have solidified, because if there's question marks out there and you're going to different guys with different roles every night, you are not going to see any success whatsoever. You might here and there get lucky with some saves, but I mean, it really held the team back last year. The goal is for that not to hold the team back, at least not as much for the season.
In order to get to that bullpen, in browsing the roster, I see a really good 1-2-3 punch with Alex McCray, Tyler Pike, and Evan Rusinski. What's your thoughts about the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the strength of the starting pitching staff. Alex McCray was the lone player who cracked the top 25 of the top 25 players list that the American Association released starting last week. So he's going to be the ace of the team. Krasinski was really good, and Pike has come in, and he's going to be a good pitcher for them as well this year. So those three are going to be the guys that I'm going to miss their first starts, if I had to take a guess at it. We'll see where the rest of the rotation goes from there. But if you have three guys that you feel comfortable putting out there with a chance to win, giving them the ball to start the game, outside of that, you just have to get starts here and there from the other three guys or the other two guys. Because when I talked with Jim Bennett, he said that the team might roll with a six-man rotation. Of course, with the minor league schedule, it kind of influences you to do that because you're going to be playing six games in a row and then have a day off, and you can kind of reset the rotation like that. Giving the guys a full 5 days rest in between their starts. So we'll see how that holds up, because if you have a six-man rotation, that means you got one less arm in the bullpen, and you're going to ask more out of your starting pitchers to work deeper into games and, you know, work up towards that 100-pitch count threshold that, you know, oftentimes is looked at as, oh, wow, he worked deep into a game. So the starting pitching staff is going to be tested, but when you have a trio in Krasinski, McRae, and Pike, you're going to go out there and you're going to compete, and you're going to have a good shot to win every series that you play in.
Oh, it's pretty interesting. Jim Bennett's kind of putting some Australian Baseball League strategy into a starting staff where it's the same premise out there, where guys kind of have their designated days that they pitch on.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got Australian ties, was the pitching coach for Team Australia, including in the World Baseball Classic this year. So if it works, then that's great. But it's also something that you can adjust from, because if all of a sudden that six-man front isn't working, you can rotate to a five fairly easily.
Tom, you've had a chance to look at and learn a little bit about the background of players on the team this season. Who are a story or a couple of guys that you look at and you think, man, fans are really going to love to hear more about this guy?
Well, anytime you have a player that has Tommy John surgery and then they have to recover and come back, I think a player like Connor Fisk, especially since he's a hometown guy, I think that's someone that the team is really going to root for. You know, it's hard for these guys to come back and stay in the game for so long. So you got to give a lot of credit to those guys when they're still out there going after it and pursuing their dreams, because it's tough. I also think that you look at it, there's a couple of 23-year-olds on this team. It's hard to not root for the youngsters. Jake Plastiak coming out of Kentucky, and then Drew Minter, another guy from Texas. Got some Southern-born raised players. You know that they love their baseball down there. They're born for this. I think that those are two guys that the team's going to get a lot of support from the fans about.
As you look at the schedule for the club this season, is there anything that stands out to you in terms of long homestand, something like that, where you think is going to be kind of a pivotal point of the season for the club?
There's a stretch in July where they really don't go far from home. You go to Milwaukee and you go to Gary, which are two very short road trips, and you go back to Chicago twice, and then you go to Sioux Falls at the end of the month. But, you know, as you get towards the middle of the season, that's when teams are going to start to pull away or separate themselves, you know, from being in the bottom of the pack. So when you're playing close to home and you don't have those 9-plus-hour bus rides, that's going to pay dividends. And then you look in August, and it's more of the same thing. Yeah, you have that one trip to Cleburne there in the middle, but you have an off day surrounding it, both on the 7th and the 14th of August. Outside of that, you're at home, at Milwaukee, which is essentially at home, and then you have two more home series. Before then, you go to Fargo-Moorhead, which is a little bit further away. But that closing stretch in August, I think, could be really pivotal for the team. I mean, just counting, you got 12 straight games all within the state of Wisconsin, surrounded by two off days. I think that could really be a stretch for the team that they can keep themselves in the race before they go on the road to end the season. So in July and August, there's not as much travel. You do have the trip to Cleburne and then going to Fargo-Moorhead and Sioux Falls, but that's about it.
Well, Dom, we're going to take you out on this here in a moment. But first, before we ask you our final question here, could you give us, for fans out there who want to catch your broadcast, where would they listen in?
It'll just be on AABaseball.tv. That's where the Dockhound games are going to be streamed.
And then let's take you out on this. When the Lake Country Dockhounds are hoisting the Miles Wolf cup over their heads, what happened to make that occur?
Just guys that bought in and wanted to be a part of something new. You know, it's a new team, second year, had a tough first season. They came here to be that first really good team in Lake Country, and it started with improving on the pitching staff. There's always teams just in every single league professionally that have a rough year. They go out, they make the adjustments in the off season to the roster that need to be had, and then all of a sudden start winning. And I think that team can be the Lake Country Dockhounds. It's going to be because they bought in and because the front office realized what they needed to do to make this team better after year one.
Fantastic. Dominic Stern, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.